checking sports, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced yesterday some changes in soccer and softball. They mentioned that all regional final softball games in all classes will be played on the home field of the highest seeded team left in the game. That change was made on a recommendation from the union's softball advisory committee, and it was approved by the Girls Union Board of Directors and will begin this summer. Now, to secure the privilege to host those games, those sites also have to meet some minimum requirements for their facility, like lighting and other issues. The release says that the committee and the directors believe this will help to increase the excitement and the attendance at these state qualifying events. The Girls Union also announced classification changes for soccer, and that'll begin this spring. Class 3A will consist of the 40 largest schools playing soccer. That's an increase from 32 in past years. Class 2A will be the next 48 largest schools, the same number as in the past, and the remaining schools will then be Class 1A in girls soccer. With clinical efficiency, the New York Mets have swept the Chicago Cubs and are going to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. The Mets topped the Cubs 8-3 to finish a four-game sweep of the National League Championship Series, in which they never once trailed in a game. They jumped ahead of the Cubs early in the finale as Lucas Duda launched a three-run homer and Travis d'Arnaud followed with a solo shot at the top of the first to give the Mets an early 4-0 lead. Duda added a two-run double in the second inning to make it 6-0 as he had five RBIs. NLCS MVP Daniel Murphy iced it by setting a major league record by hitting a home run in six straight postseason games. It was a two-run shot in the eighth inning. Cubs starter Jason Hamill gave up five runs in his inning in a third. The win went to Bartolo Colon, who took over when the Mets rookie Steven Matz was pulled after 4 2/3 innings. Cubs postseason futility continues for a franchise that hasn't won a World Series since 1908. The Cubs are 0-4 in League Championship Series. The Mets now have a little bit of time off until the World Series gets started next Tuesday at either Kansas City or Toronto. The American League Championship Series heads back to Kansas City for at least one more game. The Toronto Blue Jays forced a Game 6 in KC by mauling the Royals 7-1 yesterday. That cuts the Royals' lead in the best of seven ALCS to 3-2. Chris Colabello put Toronto on top with his first homer of the postseason in the second inning off of Royals starter Edinson Volquez. He later walked Edwin Encarnacion with the bases loaded in the sixth inning before being lifted. Then Troy Tulowitzki cleared the bases with a double and the rout was on. Marco Estrada held the Royals to one run on three hits through 7 2/3 innings. He and two relievers combined on the four-hitter. Game 6 is scheduled for Friday night. David Price will go for Toronto against Yordano Ventura for the Royals. Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis hopes running back LaShawn Daniels will be at full speed when the 12th-ranked Hawkeyes return to action on October 31st against Maryland. Daniels has been hobbled since suffering an ankle injury back on September 12th against Iowa State, and Jordan Canzeri is expected to be out several weeks after getting hurt at Northwestern. The Hawkeyes have battled injuries to a number of their key players in a 7-1 start.
One of the things that happens with injuries in general is if you can survive them, you end up with more depth. Cole Cralston and Sean Welsh have both played at tackle, James Daniels. And then with Tavon's injury, Germanic Smith has started and played well.
Davis says he's been surprised by how many big plays the offense has created in the run game.
It gives you an opportunity to, if you can get a couple of chunk plays during the course of a game, it does wonders for field position. It does wonders for your football team. For field position, it does wonders for the – Pence has done a great job of giving us some short fields. And we've been able to take advantage of that. I mean, they've done a super job of turning the ball over for us and allowing us to play on some short fields.
Davis says a major factor in the big runs has been the blocking of the fullbacks and the wide receivers. The Iowa defense is highly ranked in several categories, and defensive coordinator Phil Parker says the biggest factor in their success is team chemistry.
This team has a chemistry and togetherness that reminds me of some of the teams back in the early 2002, 2004, teams that are collectively, they understand, they're in the room, they're talking, and it's really important to each other. And I think the chemistry of the team is probably the most important thing, and that's really impressed me. I question nobody's toughness on that field.
Well, the Hawkeyes have yielded only one rushing touchdown in seven games, but Parker says they need to do a better job of limiting big plays, and that'll be their focus during their off week.
I think right now we have a total of five big runs over 15 yards, which is not good enough for us. and then we have 22 passes over 20 yards. Anything that we've been really good football team around here, we're usually about 35 to 38 big plays a year.
And again, the Hawkeyes next up will be a week from Saturday on Halloween, October 31st. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium against Maryland. Kansas City Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles has had surgery to repair the torn ACL in his right knee, the first step toward what he hopes is a return to the field by the start of next season. That surgery was performed Tuesday by orthopedist Dr. James Andrews. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said yesterday that everything went according to plan and that all reports are good. Charles also posted a photo of him in the hospital on Instagram with a caption that read, "Surgery went well, now the road to recovery begins." Charles was hurt early in the third quarter of a loss to Chicago on October 11th. Sharkhandrick West and Niall Davis split the bulk of his carries last week at Minnesota. Kansas City will play Pittsburgh on Sunday. Miami Dolphins offensive end Oliver Vernon says he's been fined by the NFL for a late low hit on Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota. Vernon declined to tell reporters how much he was fined, but says he plans to appeal. He hit the Tennessee rookie's knees on Sunday and was criticized afterward by Titans coach Ken Wisenhunt, who said it appeared Vernon was trying to hurt Mariota. Also in college football news, North Carolina coach Larry Fedora has lifted the indefinite suspension for one player and will reinstate a second this weekend after the two were charged with misdemeanor assault tied to an altercation near campus this month. Freshman cornerback Mike Hughes will play against Virginia on Saturday, and Fedora said he'll reinstate starting sophomore cornerback MJ Stewart on Sunday. And the NCAA is pulling the plug on daily fantasy sports games. College sports' largest governing body has notified executives from DraftKings and FanDuel that it would cancel future meetings and ban advertising from the two popular websites during NCAA championship events like men's basketball tournament. The NCAA believes the fantasy games meet the definition of gambling. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.